Ladies and gentlemen, this is Gracie. I just want to remind you that in order to keep up the great work it's doing, the Red Cross must raise $200 million. They're depending on us to give it to them. You know it's the Red Cross that furnishes life-saving blood plasma to our wounded boys. And that's just one of the many wonderful things they do. So please, let's all dig down and give every penny we can to the Red Cross.
This is Bill Goodwin speaking for Lever Brothers, makers of Swan, the new white floating soap that's pure as fine Castile's. Well, it's Tuesday night again, time for another pleasant visit with George Burns and Gracie Allen, our guests, Alan Ladd, with Jimmy Cash, the Swan Tet, and Felix Mills and his orchestra. And now meet the people who live in the Burns house, George and Gracie. Well, it seems there's a little stag poker game brewing for tonight, and George is just dying to play. But he's afraid Gracie won't approve, so get a load of the subtle line he's handing the little woman.
Gee, honey, I've never seen you look as beautiful as you do today.
Well, thank you, dear.
You're much too beautiful for the clothes you wear. Why don't you go out and buy yourself some new clothes?
George, do you feel all right?
Fine. But I'm worried about you, dear. You've been seeing too much of me. Why don't you go out with the girls tonight and see a movie or something?
A movie?
Yeah. Enjoy yourself. And if you're wondering whether I'll be lonesome, the answer is no.
That's also the answer to can you play poker tonight?
How did you know I wanted to play poker?
Well, I suspected it during breakfast. When I pushed that stack of pancakes in front of you, you said, gee, did I win the pot?
Well, how about it, honey? Can I play? It's just a little penny ante game.
I'll bet it isn't. I'll bet you play for hundreds of dollars. Who's going to play?
Well, there's Jack Benny and...
Well, even if it is a penny ante game, I don't like the odds.
But all the fellas are going to play. Besides Jack and me, there's Alan Ladd.
Alan Ladd? Let him associate with my darling Booksy boy.
But, honey...
I'll bet Alan Ladd doesn't even play fair.
He does, too. He's a man's poker player. He plays for blood.
You call that fair with you and Jack Benny?
Now, look.
Alan Ladd got all the capital.
Yes, sweetheart. Alan Ladd happens to be a very refined and cultured gentleman.
He's a wolf.
A wolf?
Yes. And it didn't take Veronica Lake long to find it out, either. In their first picture together, Veronica combed her hair over one eye. But not in their next one.
Proving what?
You have to keep both eyes on that man.
Look,
No, Judge. Besides, it won't stop with a poker game. You'll probably all wind up at a burlesque show. And you know what will happen when those girls see Alan Ladd walk in? They'll all start yelling, take it off, take it off.
This is ridiculous.
Well, you know how Alan Ladd likes to take off his shirt. And the first thing you know, you'll catch cold.
I'll catch cold?
Well, certainly. You'll get jealous when everyone ohs and ahs at his big chest. So off will come your shoes.
But, honey...
No poker, George. Mama knows best.
Well, why don't I tell the fellas at the cigar store? They'll kid the pants off me.
Well, if they do, you call me and I'll pick you up in the car.
Oh, fine.
I'm driving to the beauty shop anyway.
You're not going to touch the car, Gracie. Every time you take it out, you bang into something.
But, George, what do you mean?
Have you seen the fenders lately?
Yes. And they're beautiful. Pleats are very fashionable this year.
Don't take the car out of the garage and that's final. Goodbye, dear.
Goodbye.
Hello, Mr. Burns.
Hello, Stanley. Let me have a Perfecto Royale cigar, please.
Just one?
Yep, and a 3-cent stamp. Here's your money.
Oh, thank you.
Don't I get any change?
No. One Perfecto Royale cigar and 1 3-cent stamp. That kills your nickel.
Well, Well, okay. They cost a little more that way, but they don't dry out so fast.
Really? How interesting. By the way, Mr. Burns, are you going to play poker with us tonight?
Well, I don't think so, Stanley. You see, I've got a big business deal on, and there's an air raid warden's meeting, and some important people are coming from out of town to confer with me.
Your wife won't let you out, huh?
All right, my wife won't let me out.
Oh, that's too bad. Alan Ladd's in the phone booth now calling the fellows. He'll be disappointed, really.
Hey, Stanley. Oh, hello, George.
Oh, hello, Alan.
Hey, you know, I was just going to call you. All set for the game tonight?
Well, no, Alan. You see, I've got a big business deal on. There's some out-of-town people coming for a conference.
And... Oh, your wife won't let you out, huh?
Okay, you guessed it.
Look, George, why don't you remind Gracie who's the boss around your house? Remind her who buys the pays the rent and buys the groceries, and remind her who gets out and earns the dough.
You think that'll do any good?
Sure, she'll realize how hard she's been working, go to bed early, and you can sneak out.
Well, I'll just skip it tonight.
Hi, Alan.
Hello, Bill.
Oh, hello, George. You playing with us tonight?
No, Bill. I've got a big business deal on.
Your wife won't let me play.
Didn't think it would work.
Hey, Bill, with Lucky George out of the game, maybe you and I can hold hands for a change.
Well, would you like to, Alan?
Well, naturally, every poker player likes to hold beautiful hands.
Well, grab on, boy. I just washed mine with Swan.
What?
And Swan, the white floating soap, is not only great for your hands and face, Alan. It's wonderful for bathing the baby or for dishes and light laundry. Swan is 4 swell soaps in one, a great wartime buy.
Now, look, Bubbles, I don't want to hold your hand. I want to hold cards like George. Hey, how does George always manage to pull in the pot?
Well, he just takes a deep breath.
Funny, funny.
Bill, I'm talking about George having beautiful poker hands.
Well, sure, Al. Every time his wife starts to poke her hands in a dishpan full of swan suds, George pulls them out and does the dishes himself. He can tell you long-lasting swan suds not only make short work of dishes, but swan is so mild and gentle, it leaves your hands looking smooth and lovely.
I'm sorry I brought this up. Now, if you'll excuse me, I want to phone my wife and tell her about the game.
You mean you haven't asked her yet?
Ask her? Look, George, women are the weaker sex. Men are the stronger. I don't ask my wife. I just say, look, baby, I'm playing poker tonight. That's that.
Gee, I could never do that.
Ah, sure you could. You're a member of the stronger sex.
I am?
Sure, of course. You look like you haven't paid your dues lately. Well, excuse me. I'll telephone.
Gosh, I wish I could be like Alan Ladd. Tough and two-fisted, the boss. Bill... Do you think it would be wrong if I opened the phone booth door just a speck and listened how he handles his wife?
No, George, he wouldn't care.
I'll be real quiet.
Oh, but Susie Coons. Please let Daddy Coons play. Yes, Lammy Coons, I'll do it. You just leave your stockings in the bathroom and I'll wash them out when I get home. No, I won't smell of nasty old cigar smoke. George Burns isn't going to play. Then it's all right? Oh, goody. Huh? You. Oh, don't make me say that. All right.
I of ooh. Bye.
Well, I told her.
Sure. Who'd you say with the stronger sex?
Men.
You're a little behind in your deuce, too, aren't you?
Tonight, Jimmy Cash, our tenor, will sing an old waltz ballad. Diane. Jimmy?
I'm in heaven when I see you smile for me, my Diane. And though everything's dark all the while, I can see.
Hiya, Gracie. What are you doing downtown?
Oh, I just came out of the beauty shop, Bill. My goodness, they're busy. They even tried to save time by talking me into a Republican hairdo.
What's that?
Well, they just have you walk between two electric fans and you come out looking like Mr. Wilkie.
That's a great idea.
Bill, can I give you a lift home?
Gracie, I thought George wouldn't let you drive the car anymore.
Well, he doesn't know I've got it. Get in, Bill. I don't know why George should be nervous about my driving. I'm a wonderful driver. Oh, how do you like that? That parked car ran right into us.
Oh, yes, it deliberately pushed its fender into your bumper, Gracie.
Yes.
I hope George didn't hear the crash. You know, he's right there in Stanley's cigar store.
Oh, my goodness.
All right. Whoever taught you, you could drive a car. Well, I might have known another crazy woman driver. Well, speak up. What have you got to say for yourself?
Well, Sheldon, it's too frightened I am to speak. The fire darting from your blue Irish eyes the way it is.
Well, now, is it a Carleen from the old sod or do me ears deceive me?
Oh, faith, officer, how could ears as large as those deceive you?
Oh, tis sorry I am that I frightened you, McCushioner. The big blabbermouth of me roaring at you like that.
Roaring, you say, like music it was. Sure, you have a voice like the notes of an organ and teeth like the keys of a piano.
Go on, now. You wouldn't be pulling the wool over me, I know.
That I would. Tis handsome you'd be in a sweater.
Carleen, no.
Can we go now, officer?
Quiet, foreigner. All right, miss, all right. You can drive away now. I'll just take down your license number just in case Alan Ladd wants to know who backed into him.
Alan Ladd? Was that his car?
Oh, sure. That's why you only dented the fender. His car is just as rugged and tough as he is.
Oh, gosh. It's a good thing Frank Sinatra wasn't parked there.
Hey, George, isn't there some way we can talk Gracie into letting you play poker tonight?
I'm afraid not, Alan. Gracie thinks you're a roughneck.
Oh, but that's silly. I'm just an average guy. I pay my taxes, save a little money.
Then you're not an average guy.
Oh, darn those pictures I play, and everybody thinks I'm a hoodlum.
Say, that gives me an idea. Maybe you can scare Gracie into letting me play.
Hey, you think it'll work?
Sure. All women think Alan Ladd is a dangerous man.
Oh, I don't know. There's one woman who sends me dog biscuits every week.
Dog biscuits?
Yeah, she thinks Ladd is Lassie's husband.
Well, come on, Alan. Let's try it.
Okay. Well, here's my car, Will. Holy smoke, look at that fender.
2-1, it was a woman driver.
Begging your pardon, Mr. Ladd, but I saw the whole thing. Here's the license number now. It's with a pretty little Carleen who backed into your car.
I knew it. A woman driver. That's why I won't let Gracie drive the car.
Oh, well, it doesn't hurt much. Come on, let's forget it.
Forget it? Are you crazy? That's why women drivers are like they are. Guys like you let them get away with murder.
But, George, I don't want to make any trouble.
You're right, Mr. Ladd. You're right. Forget the whole thing.
Forget it, nothing. Sue her for every penny she's got. Yeah, and sue her stupid husband, too. He's a dope for letting her take the car. Why don't you keep your big fat mouth out of this? Or shall I run you in for impersonating a man?
Well, anyway, think it over, Alan. I'll see you at my house pretty soon. Okay, George.
Hello, sweetheart.
Hello, dear. You're late.
Yeah, I just ran into Alan Ladd.
You too?
Huh?
Oh, now, George, before you say anything, I want you to know that you can play poker tonight, and you can go to the burlesque show, too, and you can associate with that nice gentleman, Alan Ladd.
Oh, gee, how come?
Well, because my big, strong green man is a boss around here. You're a ferocious lion, and I'm just a teensy kitten.
I'm a lion?
Yes, roar at me, George.
Huh?
Oh, you're so ferocious. Now, dear, run along and play poker.
Well, okay. I'll tell Alan Ladd not to bother.
Bother? Bother about what?
Oh, he was going to come by and scare you into letting me play. He'd have been here by now, but some dame backed into his car.
Some dame?
Yeah, he doesn't know who she is.
Oh, he doesn't.
Yeah. Well, so long, dear.
Come back here, George.
Huh?
No poker.
But you just said I could play. You said I was a lion.
So was I, but now I'm telling the truth. Come in.
So you're that dame who won't let your husband play poker with me, huh?
Alan.
Now get this, sister. I say your husband's playing poker tonight.
Alan.
And what I say goes, see?
Alan.
He's leaving here with me, and if you're so much as open your yap, it's curtains, see?
Alan.
I'll take you for a ride.
Alan.
I'll put you on the spot.
Oh, what's the use?
Well, I'd just as soon rub you out as look at you. Get that?
You're cute.
Hey. Hey, aren't you scared?
Yeah. Oh, I'm frightened to death.
Alan, I've been trying to tell you. Gracie knows you're just putting this on.
Oh, that's fine. Well, why didn't you stop me sooner? That performance I just gave used up a whole ration book of ham.
I'm sorry. And Gracie says no poker.
Women. You know, I've got a notion to take your advice and prosecute the one who backed into my car.
Good. Let's phone her right now and check her license.
No.
What?
Play poker.
But you said I couldn't.
Oh, of course you can. You're the boss. You're the big, strong line. Roar at me, dear.
Oh,
there he goes again.
Time now for Felix Mills and the orchestra with the Quartet, a new hit, When They Ask About You. Gracie is trying desperately to get George and Alan Ladd out of the house before they discover it was she who backed into Alan's car.
Now, run along and play poker, boys. And, George, don't stay down on your knees too long rolling those queens.
You're thinking of bones.
I know. George's are so brittle. Well, goodbye, dear.
Wait a minute, Gracie. You've been acting very strangely. One minute you don't want me to play poker, the next minute you do. First you're hot, then you're cold.
Yeah, and I have spots in front of my eyes, too. And dizzy spells.
I know. This one has lasted about 10 years now.
Well, you run along, dear, so I can lie down and rest.
Hey, wait a minute. I think I see the whole thing.
You do?
Yeah, sure. Hey, George, come here. I want to talk to you a minute alone.
Oh, dear.
Hey, George, I thought I recognized those symptoms.
I don't understand.
Well, of course you don't. You've never been a father before.
What? You mean Gracie is...
Sure. My wife acts just like this.
Oh, smoke. Wait here. Gracie, Have you been keeping something from me?
Yes, dear. But now I suppose Alan Ladd has told you.
Yes. Yes, it did. Sweetheart, when is it going to happen?
It happens this afternoon.
What?
Oh, now, don't get excited, dear. It doesn't look bad at all. Just a little dent in the rear.
But it couldn't have happened this afternoon.
Yes, it did. Right in front of Stanley Cigar Store.
Honey, you're delirious. Here, sit down and rest.
Well, Gracie, did you confess to George?
Well, I tried to, but he won't believe me.
Well, he will when it looks up at him and says, goo-goo.
But it's only a Buick.
She's delirious, Alan.
Well, the first one's often making just like that.
But this isn't the first one. I've had dozens.
You've had dozens of babies?
Babies? Oh, is that what you've been talking about?
Certainly. What have you been talking about?
Oh, well, run along and play polka, dear.
Yeah, I think we'd better, George. I'm beginning to get a little dizzy myself.
But you still haven't found out who backed into your car.
All right, I'll call now.
Oh, no, you mustn't.
Hey, fellas, how about the game?
Be with you in a minute, Bill. We're checking up on my car.
Oh, you found out, huh?
Found out what?
Well, you found out that Gracie...
Use a swan, the white floating soap that's four soaps in one. The soap for your hands and face and for bathing the baby. For dishes and light laundry. Four swell soaps in one.
Well, no, that wasn't what I was going to say. I was going to say that...
The swan is great for bathing the baby. You ought to say that, Bill.
No, I was going to tell Alan that I saw it all.
Oh, well, naturally, when you bathe the baby, you see it all. And, oh, how babies do love those swan suds. Swan pure as fine cat field, you know. And so mild and gentle, too.
Well, yes, but I meant how he... Oh, and by the way, Gracie, you forgot to say that if swan's so mild and gentle... It's kind to a baby's tender skin. You know, it must be great for your complexion.
Sure. Well, go on, Bill.
Well, you see, what I meant, though, was how you backed up and broke...
Oh, broke that bar, swan and two. Well, wasn't that a scream? And Bill went racing out of the door to put half in his bathroom for his tub and shower, and I put half in my kitchen for dishes and cleaning. Show us how you raced out the door, Bill.
Well, but Gracie...
Go on, race. Oh, gee, Mr. Ladd, I thought sure you was going to give away that it was me who backed into your car.
What? Gracie.
Oh, run along and play polka, dear.
So you drove the car against my strict orders?
Oh, now, George, come on, let's forget it. Be glad that Gracie wasn't hurt.
Yes.
Yeah, I know a woman smacked into a car so hard she broke her eardrum.
Gracie is not hurt, are you, dear?
Eh? What did you say, dear?
Oh, fine.
Speak up. I can't hear a thing since that accident.
Alan, come here a minute. I want to talk to you. Alan, I want you to swear out that complaint.
You want your wife put in jail?
Yes.
You must have some money saved up.
It's just for a little while. To teach you a lesson. As soon as the game is over, you can go down and dismiss the charges.
Yeah, but the game may last a couple of hours. Think of Gracie alone with those policemen all that time.
I know it's tough, but they'll get over it. Now get going, Alan. And I'll meet you at the polka game as soon as Gracie's arrested.
Okay, she's your wife.
I'll get it, George. Oh, hello, officer.
Well, now, Colleen. Oh, Faith, and I never expected to see the likes of you.
Well, Faith, and I never expected to see the likes of you. Oh, this is my husband. I'll bet you never expected to see the likes of him either.
Sure, and it's sad I am to do what I have to do.
Never mind the blarney, officer. Do your duty.
Very well. Little Colleen, I must take your husband out to jail.
What?
Oh, George.
You're supposed to take her.
Are you the owner of the car that backed into Mr. Ladd's?
Well, yes, I'm the owner, but she's the one...
The owner is legally responsible. Now, come along quietly now.
But, officer, there's a mistake. Officer, listen.
I call.
Me too.
Here's my dough.
Boy, what a pot. Too bad George is missing this game.
Yeah. What do you got, Alan?
Small straight.
Beats me.
I'm dead. I drop.
Well, I guess I win another pot.
George and Gracie will be with you again in just a second. Meanwhile, I'd like to remind you that just about the best care in the world for your complexion is plenty of mild, gentle soap and water. You know that. And you know, too, that Swan is pure as fine Castile's. And it's plenty mild and gentle, too. It must be for so many doctors who recommend it for bathing the baby. So the next time you buy a bar of Swan, break it in two and use one half for your hands and face. And you can use the other half for the baby, or keep it handy in the kitchen for your dishes or any other soap and water job you might have. You'll find dozens of uses for Swan, the white floating soap that's four swell soaps in one. And now, here are George and Gracie.
Oh, George, just wait till you hear who our guest star is going to be next week.
Who?
Paul Lucas.
Oh, he's wonderful.
Oh, sure, he just won the Academy Award, the Oscar.
Yeah.
You know, George, I think you ought to have an Oscar.
Really?
Yes. Too bad they only give them to actors.
Hi.
Our guest tonight, Alan Ryan, appears through the courtesy of Paramount Pictures, producers of Lady in the Dark. The makers of Swan, the new white floating soap, join George and Gracie in inviting you to tune in to your Columbia station again next Tuesday, same time, when we'll have as our guest Paul Lucas. The following week, Rita Hayworth. This program is broadcast to our men and women in the armed services all over the world. Remember, George Burns and Gracie Allen, CBS, next Tuesday night. And now, until then, this is Bill Goodwin saying, well, I swan. How about you? Good night.